Outdoor education forms a pivotal part of the learning experience for our students across all three of our campuses. With 320 acres at the senior school and 169 acres at Tudor House, our students have the space to have an authentic outdoor learning experience. Outdoor Ed promotes a healthy risk appetite and it nurtures character development. A couple of hours down the highway, outdoor education isn't just a buzzword, it's very much part of the fabric, it's part of the culture. So let's have a look and see what that is at the King School Tudor House.
Outdoor education has always been a huge part of life at Tudor House. The Cohiba program allows our children to have experiences they wouldn't necessarily get to have at school or at the age that they are. It gives them a chance to build their confidence and their strength, to take risks, to try new things, to persevere and to fail. And what we find is those experiences outside actually transfer to into the classroom, where they're willing again to take risks with their learning, whether it be with English or with maths or the unit of inquiry. They learn to ask deeper questions. They're more developed in their friendships because of the teamwork outside. And so we find there's this beautiful synergy between what they do in Cohiba in the outdoor education program with the rest of their learning as part of school. Cohiba happens on a Friday. From lunchtime onwards, the students are in their Cohiba gear, the khaki outfit, and they're out cooking, they're out having lunch, and they're out the back of the campus exploring, or down at Little Wildy out the front. This is a wonderful time for the students, a time that students really look forward to every single week, and it's something that makes Fridays a particularly special day at our school. Behind me you'll see our Year 5 students on our Low Ropes course, and the upper school students in Year 3 to 6 do a whole host of different activities as they build their skills through the years, with the goal at the end of Year 6 of achieving their full Cohiba badge, all 12 of the badges to get that award. The Year 4 students today are out doing base building. They've ridden their mountain bikes out here. The Year 3 students, they're out on the climbing wall. There's so many different activities for them to be involved with. At the beginning of the year, they did a junior first aid course to learn about all the things that they might need if something does happen while they're out here in the great outdoors. The Cohiba program teaches them so many things. It's not necessarily about curriculum outcomes that are part of the syllabus, but it's about life lessons. A lot of Cohiba involves great teamwork, where they have to work together in small groups to achieve a goal. They learn how to make different types of fire. They learn how to cook over an open flame. They learn how to sleep out overnight and use walkie-talkies and radios. They learn how to develop their mountain biking skills and to build bases and tie knots. There are lots of specific skills. Learning how to paddle a canoe, learning how to climb and use their legs and their arms and to help them on the walls. So many different specific skills related to the program. But at a character level, it comes back to our school values. How does outdoor education help with building responsibility? The Year 6 campers have to organise their own cooking, their own clothes, all of the equipment that they need. They need to touch base with the teachers and with their parents. The Kosciuszko experience that Year 6 have just done was really conceived last year as we thought about what would be an epic challenge for our Year 6s to do. What would be something special that they would remember for their whole lives that would be difficult, but not too difficult for a group of 12-year-old students. 36 of them, plus 4 of the staff, walked from Thredbo Village to the summit of Mount Kosciuszko, the highest point of the Australian mainland. It's a walk that's not normally done by Year 6 students. The students that we saw up on the mountain from other schools were in Year 8 and Year 9, and most of them did the cheat version, which is walking from the top of the chairlift. The Tudor kids, to make the experience more epic and more challenging, walked from the very bottom, from the car park of Thredbo Village through Merritt's Nature Track, all the way to the very top. By the time we got back to the bottom, having conquered Kosciuszko, it was 7 hours in total. A huge walk for a number of these students, something many of them have never done in terms of that level of endurance. But the satisfaction and achievement and the smiles on their faces at the end as they went down that chairlift was worth every moment of sweat and tears.
At the prep school, the outdoor education program has become the highlight of all the boys' social life. I spoke to Peter Allison about what makes this outdoor education program so unique.
Well, outdoor education at the prep school means lots of physical action. Each week, the boys across all year levels come out of the prep for 1.5 hours to participate in a carefully crafted program. Each grade focuses on different aspect of the program for a period of 4 to 5 weeks. Activities might include bushcraft and discovery skills, orienteering, mountain bike riding, initiative building and problem solving, collaborative games, canoeing, rock climbing. The goal is to teach the boys new skills and to provide an environment where they grow physically and socially and emotionally in their ability to be able to collaborate with others in new and challenging situations. We're very fortunate to have 320 acres. So there's open spaces, there's bushland to explore. We bought a Parramatta National Park as well, so we've got the lake that we could use. Secondly, we've developed units of work that integrate beautifully with our outdoor education. The camps program at the prep begins at year two. The first experience is shared with their dads. So it's a dads and lads camp which occurs under canvas out on our fields on the expansive campus that we do have. From year three, the boys go to locations that are in bush settings. So it might be the Blue Mountains or Royal National Park. And some of those locations are by the water, like Port Jackson or here at Lake Macquarie. The boys spend 3 days and two nights in the year groups and they undertake a range of outdoor activities that are learning experiences that sort of supplement the ones that we've got going on at school. So new elements like abseiling, kayaking, sailing and fishing and so on.
By the time the boys hit the senior school, they're more determined than ever to really embrace the nature of the challenges posed by the outdoor education program. And I spoke to Mrs. Jackie Camilleri, the acting head of the senior school, about these challenges.
What makes a King's education unique is that every student is encouraged to develop a healthy risk appetite, embrace challenge and adventure, and be actively engaged within the school community. Now, we achieve this by focusing on developing the whole person, mind, body and soul, so that our boys become well-rounded, lifelong learners. Outdoor education is just one of the many ways we achieve this, and our Cadet Corps and Duke of Edinburgh programs we offer here at the Senior School are an important part of a King's education.
It's a very important part of the King's School education because of the traditions that exist, and it's a pillar of our school. It's something our old boys remember fondly. It certainly is a part of the King's School journey, without a doubt. It's what makes us who we are, from what we do out on the field in sports to the uniform we wear at school, in classrooms, the way we march into assembly, the way we march into chapel, behaviours we expect from our boys with rank. All of those are tied together to represent the King's School Cadet Corps and the importance of the King's School Cadet Corps to our school and the boys' education. In relation to the types of activities that take place during our home training program, the way it works is our first and second year cadets are essentially who we support. So our third and fourth year cadets will run specialist activities around the site. Those activities can include abseiling, the confidence course, navigation activities. Our SES platoon run off-site. They are preparing with the SES for emergencies and will undertake all their training. So essentially everything we do on site during our home training has meaning. It is in preparation for core camp. So we've been going to Singleton Military Training Area for well over 40 years. The boys will talk about it for months after they get back. It helps to shape them, form them, part of our character development. Boys get an opportunity to be on ADF property. They get to hear the sounds of ADF training activities taking place. They meet ADF personnel. They get to have opportunities such as run through obstacle courses. They go and participate in the weapons training simulation systems down at the Lone Pine Barracks. They get to visit the museum. Probably some of the best opportunities they have is where they sit around the fire with each other at night time, talking about their day, discussing how hard it was or how maybe easy it was in some cases. But the idea is that they are sitting there talking shoulder to shoulder, reflecting on their day. They learn that in fact they are all in it together. And to me, that is the King's School camp experience, but it's a journey that they go on, and it's something that they will always think back on fondly.
I think that every boy should be involved because it helps with your team building, helps boost morale and overall the King's experience in general.
I think it's a really great opportunity for the boys to show a little bit of camaraderie and get together as a group of mates to partake in activities that they may or may not have done before. That's one of the great things about Corps. It presents those boys with new opportunities and activities.
So there are three different awards involved in the Duke of Edinburgh. They can start their award at the end of year eight. The three different awards are the Bronze Award, the Silver Award and the Gold Award. For each award, there are essentially four components. Those components are the physical component, the skill component, the voluntary service component, and the adventurous journey component. There is actually an additional component of a residential project for the gold. But really it's a way that encapsulates what the boys are doing already at King's into one scheme, gives them an award that is actually internationally recognised around the world. Because it's non-competitive, it really encourages teamwork, it encourages reflection, personal growth. They also see each other in different lights because quite often you're in groups that they wouldn't necessarily be hanging around with, and they get to learn a lot about each other. There is no command structure, so any boy at any stage can really step up and lead, which is very nice. And really it puts into practice a lot of what they've learned in the classroom to an outdoor setting. And it really shows resilience, but also teaches commitment over a long period of time, because each section has a certain amount of time they have to spend on it.
My Duke of Ed experience was a lot of learning and growing. You have to learn skills throughout the entire year, so that was a lot of discipline to make sure I was putting in the hours. But of course, the most notable experience was the big hiking trip that I did for my adventurous journey. That was very different to what I've done before. It was a lot of independent work, a new outdoor experience, new environment. It really showed me that I can take on difficult challenges, make friends with a whole bunch of new sorts of people, and really expand myself as a person.
I'm currently a cross-country runner, so for physical recreation, I've been doing cross-country. And each week, that's building up the hours so that I can complete my physical recreation. You're always being challenged in your Duke of Ed experience because you're always doing things that aren't something that we're normally doing in your everyday life. And I think that's something that's really, really great.
Well, here at King's, we believe outdoor education is the pivotal platform for which character development begins and ends. We hope you've enjoyed this little trip through the world of outdoor education at the King's School. I'm Mike Simons. We'll see you next time.
Hey Ronnie, they won't know my feet are on the ground, will they?
No, good.
Thank you.